To see what soccer success looks like, you don't have to go far. Welcome to Toyota Park in Bridgeview, home of the Chicago Fire, for the last two seasons, home team of Bastian Schweinsteiger, three-time World Cup participant for his native Germany and 2014 World Cup champion.
Bastian Schweinsteiger, der Applaus.
The 33-year-old midfielder stopped competing at the international level in 2016. He'll be a World Cup spectator this summer.
Yeah, it is a little bit strange, first time not being there, but I think I did my service to the national team, and now it's time for other players to step in, and I will be the biggest fan, of course.
He'll, of course, be rooting for Germany. His current home country didn't qualify.
You've been in the U.S. now for 2 years. The Americans do not have a team going. Who can they unite behind, and do you think that this is going to hurt the American game, the fact that the U.S. isn't in this?
Of course, it's not ideal. I think that the national team is not at the World Cup. But I hope the national team will improve the next season. We'll be there for the next World Cup. You have, in my eyes, good players and huge potential. And I hope the United States, they're going to be part of the next World Cup.
Are you rooting for a United bid? The United World Cup bid?
Yes, of course. Of course. It's a big country, a lot of nice cities.
David Richardson is president, technical director, and coach of Soccer's FC, based out of Palatine. Soccer's FC is more than just a soccer club.
We are a U.S. soccer developmental academy club, both on the boys' and the girls' side.
They have 1,200 players, ranging in age from 4 to post-college, 800 boys, 400 girls.
The DA, it's our national platform. That means that our kids participate on a national level. 10 months out of the year, a lot of travel that's involved because our conference is regionalized in the Midwest.
How does the U.S., these development programs, how does that compare to Mexico or Germany?
I think the biggest differences that we see in our country is typically between the age of, let's say, 18 and 22. Our academies have played games against international academies. We are able to compete on the same level. We're able to win games against them, but again, it's about that next step. There's an academy in Spain, and it costs $4 million to run their academy, but each year they're selling a player on for $6 million. So it's a constant top-down investment funding model that now allows those players to go enter into these professional environments, and there's at a much earlier age.
He says American soccer investment comes from the bottom up, parents, clubs, and alumni. Richardson doesn't think the U.S. not making the World Cup this year will hurt soccer registration at the youth level.
Kids love to run. They love to chase. The game is provides them things that they love to do. And so it's not that you now have to kind of convince anybody to play the game.
When he took the helm at Chicago-based U.S. Soccer earlier this year, Carlos Cordero was facing a federation in turmoil, a U.S. men's national team that failed to qualify for the World Cup for the first time since 1986, a continuing labor battle over player wages on the women's side, and stiff challenges from executives and former players for the seat.
I think we're at an inflection point in soccer history in this country.
His first priority?
Securing the co-hosting of the World Cup and 2026.
The U.S., Canada, and Mexico offering 23 venues in a joint bid with an estimated profit of $11 billion. The only competitor, Morocco, offering half that. The FIFA Congress overwhelmingly supporting the United bid.
On behalf of our United bid, Canada, Mexico, and my country, the United States, thank you so, so very much for this incredible honor. Thank you for entrusting us with this privilege, the privilege of hosting the FIFA World Cup.
The bid includes 17 American cities. However, Chicago, home to the U.S. Soccer Federation, is not one of them, despite Chicago hosting the opening ceremonies in the 1994 World Cup. Mayor Rahm Emanuel's office pulling the city off the list, claiming uncertainty for taxpayers and FIFA's inflexibility. The nearest venue to Chicago, now Cincinnati. Despite the politics at the international and national levels, Cordero says after winning the bid Wednesday, he expects landing the World Cup will bring more kids to the game in America.
We believe this event will become a lightning rod, will become sort of a it will become transformational for the sport, as, you know, kids who are now 8, 10, 12 years old can all dream of potentially playing for a national team.
Ryan Burrow, WGN News.